The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving a demon out that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and the house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. It's an odd thing in the gospel today, because you don't usually hear of physical ailments being bound up with demons. Yet we have this gospel passage. This man who was mute had a demon cast out and can now speak freely because of it. Even so, this passage helps illustrate something for us. We can see quite readily how this mute man was unable to ask for Christ's help. He was unable to ask others to get Christ's help on his behalf. And so both tongue and soul was bound. And yet Christ frees both. But we don't need some physical manifestation in order to be mute. If we do not talk to our Lord in our prayer about our sinfulness, if we don't ask him for his help, if we don't bring these things up in confession or spiritual direction, if we keep silent because pride has sealed our lips, then we have become spiritually mute. My brothers and sisters, this gospel today is the sign we've been waiting for. Whatever we've been holding on to, whatever we've been holding back in confession, spiritual direction, prayer, it's time to loose our lips and bear it all, asking for his help. Because he will give it, and he will give it abundantly.